USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does, he gets into office, is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport it across the United States to make it available where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increases disproportionately affect low and middle income families. The FBI is teaming up with the Justice Department to launch a new initiative aimed at identifying companies that are exploiting supply chain disruptions in the U.S., making increased profits in violation of federal antitrust laws. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does, he gets into office, is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport it across the United States to make it available where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increases disproportionately affect low and middle income families. The FBI is teaming up with the Justice Department to launch a new initiative aimed at identifying companies that are exploiting supply chain disruptions in the U.S., making increased profits in violation of federal antitrust laws. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates jumped again this week, approaching levels not seen since before 2019. The average rate on a 30-year loan reached 3.92%, up from the 3.69 last week. The Federal Reserve has signaled it will begin the first in a series of interest rate hikes in March, reversing pandemic-era policies but are contributing to high inflation levels not seen since the early 1980s. The Labor Department also reported last week that consumer prices jumped by over 7.5% last month compared with 12 months earlier, the steepest year-over-year increase since February of 1982. And the price of a new home has jumped about 14% in the last year and as much as 30% in some cities. The People's Convoy, the United States trucker protest against COVID-19 mandates, will be hitting the road next Wednesday. Maureen Steele, the national organizer of the event, spoke to Newsmax.
We're leaving on February 23rd. And, you know, we would really love a huge turnout from our California truckers. Please go to the site, thepeoplesconvoy.org, and sign up. We have about 1,000 trucks right now, and we'd love to have more.
Steele said the organizers have set up a website where truckers can register, including their license plates, so they know exactly who's in the convoy and to make sure it's going to be a safe ride. She confirmed stops in Arizona and Texas, but said other stop locations will be announced as the convoy moves through the country toward Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News, Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.